BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're in for Grimmy again this morning, and we let you know where the cabin crew go on a plane when they disappear for a few hours. Plus, a chat with 19-year-old DJ Kungs, who has a massive new song out today. The bangers are on, and Chris talks about caterpillar cake with Jason Derulo. Good morning to Sean in Bristol, who is in the middle of his summer holidays at the moment. Not even the middle of it, like the start of it. 6 weeks off, yes. Also, Lewis in Oxfordshire saying, enjoying you on breakfast, lads. Get me through this morning. Can we do more Tabasco or truth, please? Absolutely not. I can't handle any more Tabasco. I could taste it for hours afterwards yesterday.
Yeah, and without sounding really weak, the Tabasco thing, I keep thinking of it. And also, I'm sure I can still feel it in the back of my throat.
Exactly that. We played Tabasco or Truth yesterday with Vicky Patterson, which involved us, all of us, eventually doing a shot of Tabasco. Don't do it, kids. Right, Sinead's here. What have you got for us this morning?
Okay, well, Celebrity Big Brother is the big news. So last night, 15 celebrities of varying degrees of fame entered the Big Brother house. Now, I've been teasing this the last few days that I met one, so I'm very excited to reveal which one of the housemates it was.
Well, we were speculating, weren't we? It must be someone huge, someone maybe American, like a big, big star. So it is...
Ricky Norwood, a.k.a. Fatboy from EastEnders. Yes. So, interesting chat with him. Because he was
Sinead, you've built that up for 2 days.
Isn't that what we do in radio? Tease, to get people coming back.
I mean, that was heavily embargoed.
Yes.
You can't play my exclusive chat with Fatboy until Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
But it was interesting because he was quite honest about why he wanted to go in. His character's been killed off in EastEnders, so that's it, you know, that's it, it's done for him. So he's looking for the next career move. And I don't know if you remember, but there were a few controversial moments in his sort of personal life that saw him on the front of the tabloids. And he wants to put all that stuff behind him and show the real him and maybe be on the front of the paper for more positive reasons. So anyway, I was asking what he thinks he'll get up to in there, and he says he'll help with the cooking and cleaning. And also possibly get involved with some exercise.
If there's somebody in there, which I'm sure there's probably going to be, somebody with some, you know, four muscles under their armpit, you know, have you ever seen somebody with muscle under their armpit? What's that about? Why have they got a six pack underneath their armpit? Don't make no sense.
So there we go.
We've waited 2 days for this, So Fatboy's going to help out people with what under their armpit?
Like four muscles under their armpit. I didn't know what he was talking about. No. That was the highlight of the interview.
Was it really?
Yeah, that was the big moment.
To be fair, Sinead, I totally bought it. You teased it really well.
Yeah, you did.
Moving on to all the others who are in no particular order, but starting with...
Hey guys, it's me, Frankie!
I knew it! Frankie Grande, half-brother of Ariana.
So good. So in his little talk before he went into the house, you know how annoying glitter can be? If you put even a little bit on, it gets everywhere.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Glitter is an outward personification of my inward personality, which is literally just shiny and sparkly all the time.
He was absolutely covered in it when he walked in, so I think people are going to get so annoyed with that.
Yeah. Is he going to win, or is he going to do the opposite thing and be really annoying? Which way is it going to go?
The thing is, he will be annoying because, I mean, people love him, but he is annoying.
I think he's going to win.
No, I think it might go the other way and people are annoying and vote him out, which is a silly thing to do because you want good telly.
Well, exactly.
If they annoy you, don't vote them out because it's actually going to be a bland place otherwise.
Mm. I think he'll be the first to cry. Yeah, bets on that one.
100%.
Next in, Christopher Biggins. He's been in all sorts of TV shows, quite well known for Pantomime 2.
Oh, no, he isn't. Good morning.
Syra Khan, not Sarah, some of the people walking in the house called her. She got annoyed with that. A former star of The Apprentice and now a loose woman. Renee from Mob Wives.
That is one of mine and Clara's favourite shows, Mob Wives. I think it's on ITVB now. But yes. She, I'm telling you, she's like, she is kind of from Mafia. She will kick off.
Kind of. Her opening line was, I'm in the Mafia.
She's not in the Mafia.
She was and then she starts talking about putting people in trunks and how they don't actually do that, but, you know, don't annoy me.
She's easily annoyed and also will cry.
Okay.
In Breakdown, yeah.
Geordie Shore's Marnie, who probably got the best reception as she walked out and is currently the favourites with the bookies to win. Scotty T from Geordie Shore won Celebrity Big Brother before, so maybe she will. Next, probably like the least well-known out of all of them, James Whale. He's a radio and TV host. I mean, I did a bit of Googling. I did a bit of Googling about him, but there's not much information comes
up. So do we think he's a mole? He's not a celebrity. He's like a mole that's in there to shake things up.
I used to know, like when Chantel did it.
Oh, yes. Remember?
She went on and had to pretend to be famous to people, which was quite a good idea.
But then became famous.
And then became famous because of it.
And won it.
Yeah, and won. That's crazy when you think about that. Yeah. I forgot about that. The Scott Mills Daily. Sinead's here. We're just in the middle of another game. Oh, no, sorry. We're going through the Big Brother lineup. who's next, please?
Okay, Aubrey O'Day. She's from the US band Danity Kane.
Again, I'm the only person in the room that knows who that is, right?
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
They were set up by P. Diddy.
That's right.
On a reality show.
TV show, yeah.
Stephen Bear.
I don't know who that is.
I do know him because he was on Vicky Patterson's ex list yesterday.
Was he?
Yeah, yes. When she was reading out... We got Vicky Patterson to name all her exes in 20 seconds.
But also, what I really enjoyed, which we need to talk about, is the fact that she gave all the full names.
Yeah, he was on there.
I was expecting, like, Steve, Dave, Chris. But she was like... Oh, Mario Falcone. And I was like, well, okay, do full names if you want. Fine. Okay, what's Stephen Bear's story then?
Well, so here he is explaining why he's famous.
So, Frex on the Beach, I was most famous for kissing the birds, all the birds.
Oh, that's excellent.
That's the dream. The next sentence to come out of his mouth is very worrying.
I believe in aliens. I believe the world is flat. Now, they say, oh, he's mad, but it is flat.
So that's good.
help!
Katie Weasel, remember her from The X Factor?
We do remember her.
Yeah, we do.
Pin a legend.
We know her. Oh, yeah, she's from your neck.
Yeah, we got form there.
So I'm guessing they want her to spill the beans on Cheryl and Simon Cowell and all that kind of stuff.
But she's got nothing to say. Why is she... I think she thinks she's in on that world.
Yeah.
But I don't think she is.
No, but that's what I quite enjoy, her delusional attitude. Yeah.
And she's probably promised the producers some juicy stories.
I like it when they are... Like, when people go in, they're like, I'm going to be so controversial, and then they're absolutely bland.
Yeah. Lewis Bloor from Towie.
I like him.
Yeah.
He's been on the show playing Innuendo Bingo. A few of them have, actually.
Yeah.
And... and he was, like, I like him, decent guy.
Yeah, he's all right, he's good.
He's cool.
Grant Bovey was married to Anthea Turner, who was a TV presenter. Now, Chloe Kahn, or we might know her as Chloe Mafia, remember from that amazing X Factor audition? She's now a Playboy bunny.
Is she?
Yeah, she's made millions, apparently.
No way.
And this is what she said on the little videotape they show before they enter the house.
To be honest, any hot girl I've seen go in always get booed. If you don't get booed, like, you must be, like, ugly anyway, so...
There were no boos for Chloe, so that was a bit awkward.
Wow.
Final few then. Heavy D, the 43-year-old, is called Colin. He's best known for being a bidder on Storage Hunters UK. Mm. And then Sam Fox, former glamour model, and she also released this song. It's quite good. Yeah. So hopefully she'll sing that in the house.
This was a while ago, I take it.
This was 1986.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And also, if you have never seen the footage of Sam Fox presenting the Brit Awards back in the day, it's definitely something to Google this lunchtime.
Have you seen this?
No, shall I Google it?
Right.
Oh, amazing
stuff. Sam Fox. Everyone put Sam Fox Brit into a search engine. It's TV gold.
It's amazing. It's probably one of the best things that's ever happened on TV.
I agree.
And finally, as it's New Music Friday... I've got a new track for you. It's called Young Mommy, and it's by Snooki from Jersey Shore. Oh. So this is it.
Lego, drop a low. I used to be so wild, I was the life of the party.
This isn't a joke,
now,
by the way.
Grown up, so instead,
oh my God, is this your offering from Ents News, is it, for New Music Friday?
Okay, make it stop,
Sinead. Yep, stop.
What's Snooki up to now, do you know?
Making songs.
Right, good.
About being a mum, yeah.
Thank you, Sinead. Okay.
You're welcome.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So earlier, I tasked Chris with speaking to Jason Derulo in Los Angeles.
Yeah, cheers for that.
That's right. It's one of your bigger chats. I mean, that and Mila Kunis, I would say.
No, well, you've put them on the same level. Serious?
Yes. It's Jason Derulo. He's massive.
Well, cheers for the very last minute notice on that one then, Scott.
He was in LA, right?
He was in LA, yeah. Yeah, so obvious time difference thing going on. I didn't bother addressing that with him.
No. It still blows your mind that he's 8 hours behind.
It just annoys me.
Right. He doesn't get it. He thinks everywhere should be the same time.
Oh, also, as well, just before I spoke to him as well, because you proper got me going with this, is it Derulo or Derulo?
Yeah, you say it weird. I'm saying Derulo.
Fiona, how would you say it?
Derulo.
Derulo.
Yeah, Derulo? He says Derulo.
Oh, whatever.
Say again. Say again.
Jason Derulo.
No, it's weird.
Right, well.
No. Let me just remind you of how massive he actually is. Do you remember JR? He was on everything for a while. So many good songs.
Tune.
Talk dirty to me. Sold millions and millions of records. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Okay, I'm looking forward to hearing this.
All right, Jason, it's Chris Stark at Radio 1.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Yeah, really good, really good. So you've got a brand new song and album out today. How excited are you?
Yeah, man, I'm through the roof right now, man. It's exciting times. You know, I put this Platinum Hits album together because I wanted to do something special for the fans, like put all the songs that they know and love together. And then I realized that the fans made all of these songs platinum songs. So I was like, yo, let's call it Platinum Hits, and then put one brand new song and put it out and let it be something special, man, like a milestone. It's 11 other platinums.
And how did you come up with the name of this album? You just thought you wanted to do something does what it says on the tin kind of thing?
Yeah, 100.
And can you tell us about the new song, Jason?
Yeah, so Kiss the Sky is actually the brand new single, and it's the lead song for an animation that's coming out in August that's called Storks. So it's one of those up tempos, one of those ones that, you know, get you moving, make you feel good. It's very summery. So, you know, hopefully, you know, it'll bring some sun to y'all. I know y'all need some sun right now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as always, the weather here is pretty atrocious for a summer.
Damn.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm actually in LA at the moment.
Oh, nice. And I take it the weather there is obviously beautiful.
I don't mean to rub it in, but, you know, it was 105 degrees today.
Wow.
Fahrenheit.
And what kind of plans do you have for today then?
So today is my brother's birthday, so we actually hit in the town. You know, I'm going to take him out to one of the clubs out here and, you know, have a good time, man.
And then for a family Derulo birthday, what are the kind of traditions you have as a family? Do you have, like in my family, for example, every birthday, whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, we always have something called a caterpillar cake. Is that something that you have over there?
No, I doubt we had a caterpillar cake. But we definitely gonna have some drinks on deck.
Nice.
And turn up that way. It's a little different because, you know, it's not with the parents or the aunties or anything. It's literally just, you know, my brother, my cousins. You know, we're out in LA and the rest of the family is in Miami. So, you know, we gonna turn up a little different tonight.
Yeah. Is there something? Do you have birthday beats out there or birthday bumps?
What is that?
Well, birthday beats are just on your birthday. One of your mates will just give you a beating for no particular reason. It's just like a birthday
thing. Right. And they hit you every time, like depending on how old you are.
Yeah. It's just a way of celebrating your birthday. But I don't know if that's an American thing as well.
Nah, it definitely is. It's just one of those crazy things.
Okay, so your new album's Platinum Hits, which features one new song, but then also loads of your massive hits that have been over the years. So what we thought we'd do is we'd like to play this really quick game with you, if that's okay, Jason.
Yeah, 100, let's do it.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play you clips from some of your biggest songs, and we're just interested to know if you actually remember what those songs are, because you've had so many hits.
This might be kind of difficult.
That's what we wanted to test. Okay, so Jason, first one. We're being brutal with this. We're only playing a tiny clip.
That's riding the solo.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's not going to be the greatest game you've ever played, Jason, but it's the best that I could come up with at this time of the day. Ready for another one?
Good. You got it.
Here we go. Do you want it again, Jason?
No, I got it. That's in my head.
Yeah, yes. I thought that was a particularly tricky one.
You know, it's a little because I'm listening to the key it's in, so like I'm guessing by what key it's in.
All right, tiny clip of this next one.
Oh, that's Want to Want Me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I really expected from you on this one. I mean, it is your music. Okay, one more, Jason. You got to get this right. Here we go.
Oh, that's Talk Dirty.
Yeah, that was too easy, to be honest.
Talk Dirty to me. Talk Dirty to me.
All right, Jason.
Nah, this is not easy. Don't take my glory. It's not easy. It's hard. This is hard stuff, man.
No, I don't know. I think the game was better in my head than it was with you, and that's no pun intended.
Word.
All right, Jason. Well,
I won, right?
Yeah, you won. I think you win at everything in life. All right. It's all good.
Nah, man.
Jason, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise, brother.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, man. And lots of love to the fans out there, man. It's been a minute, but I can't wait to come back.
Jason, do you want to introduce your new song on Radio 1?
100. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's yours truly, Jason Derulo, and I'm so excited to be introducing this brand new song, this brand new single. It's called Kiss the Sky off my Platinum Hits album that just came out today, actually. This one is called Kiss the Sky on BBC Radio 1.
That was good, Chris. Well done. Cheers, mate. Really good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I love him.
He's so cool,
isn't
he?
He's so cool, yeah. That is Kiss the Sky. And that's out today from his Platinum album. Jason Derulo, good chat.
Yeah.
The idea of having a caterpillar cake for your birthday blew his mind.
I doubt we had a caterpillar cake. But we definitely going to have some drinks on deck.
Amazing. Imagine that was the line of one of his songs.
Yeah.
Incredible.
No, caterpillar cake. Also, good work on getting birthday beats in as well.
Do you have birthday beats out there? Or birthday bumps?
What is that?
Well, birthday beats are just on your birthday. One of your mates will just give you a beating for no particular reason. It's just like a birthday
thing. Right. And they hit you every time, like depending on how old you are.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a way of celebrating your birthday.
It's like, okay, British people are weird.
Yeah.
Well,
also,
that's harsh. Can we also... We're just different. Can we also just, all of us today, instead of saying okay, can we just say 100 instead?
100.
Yeah. I mean, because He said that a lot, listen.
He made a
100.
Lot. He made a lot of noises throughout it. Did you notice that?
100. Just,
yeah.
Jason noises there.
Yeah, 100.
Also, are you impressed that I managed to sneak a game in as well?
Yeah, really good. And he knew all of them.
Yeah, 100. Let's do it.
Yeah, 100. The Scott Mills Daily. So Chris was telling me some airline secrets earlier. I know that you've just been to America to do this iPlayer documentary.
Yeah.
What was it for? Weird festivals?
Yeah, so it's basically me going and visiting some of the most extreme festivals around the world. So, so I went to Ohio in USA to go to a festival called the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Right, tell me all about it.
Which is so... I can't go into it right now, but it's one of the most extreme environments I've ever been in.
Right, so...
It's the Insane Clown Posse's festival. Scott, it's
I bet
nuts.
You felt really out of place.
Yeah, I felt out of place. Can you imagine if you were there?
I know, it's not for me.
Anyway, you'll be able to see this. There's going to be a show from it on BBC iPlayer on Radio 1's channel.
And there's going to be a Radio 1 kind of story as well.
Yeah, and yeah, we'll be playing the story on Radio 1 as well in a few weeks' time.
What was the video you showed me the other day of... it seemed to be you, like, spraying soda or lemonade or something over people?
So the Insane Clown Posse finished the festival... because it's their festival, and there's thousands and thousands of people there. But what they do is they allow 50 people up on stage, about 50 people, and at the end of their set, they spray all this soda around that's called Faygo, because it's what they grew up on.
Right.
It's really cheap.
Did you manage to get on stage?
Yeah, so I managed to sneak on. This wasn't arranged. I managed to sneak onto the stage and then had my moment where I was just spraying this stuff all over the place. It will all become clear
what this
was about, but I've got so many stories.
I can't quite get my head around it. Right, tell me about what happened on the plane.
This is the best thing, right? So I'm on the plane and one of the cabin crew comes over and she taps me on the shoulder and says, Chris. I was like, yeah. She goes, are you Chris from Scott Mills Show on Radio 1? Yeah. And then she's like, oh, come with me. I was like, all right.
Oh, where are you going?
Where's this going? Anyway, go to the bottom of the plane. She's like, I know you and Scott have always wondered where we sleep.
Yes, we talk about this a lot on our show.
Flights,
because
right?
They do, right, they initially like serve the drinks and the food. And then if it's a long flight, they do disappear.
They disappear.
But where do they go?
So anyway, she leads me up the stairs. There's a secret door, right?
Yes.
Door opens, leads me up these stairs, and there is a little secret hidey hole that they go to, right. And she showed me it.
What's in there?
It's the best place ever. It's like a massive bed. It's just pillows and duvets all in this hidey hole. It's the most comfy thing ever.
So that's where they go to?
Yeah, so I had a little lie down, like very brief, right. And then...
lie down together?
Yeah.
Of course they do.
I mean, there's only a tiny partition between them all, but honestly, if you are... on a long plane, if you're travelling somewhere far and they all disappear, they've got this most amazing den and it's amazing to have gone and seen it.
Right.
It exists.
There's snacks in there and drinks
just
and that.
Just a little hidey hole.
And they just kind of like, in a secret away from everywhere else.
Yeah, and they're just together.
I knew there was somewhere where they all go and now we know. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi Ben, who is cabin crew at Gatwick. He doesn't say what airline, and he's like, don't tell everyone about the hidey hole. Yeah. Why?
Well, they said not to, they actually did say not to tell everyone, tell you. But okay.
This is some secret thing that we've exposed now.
No, because it's right to share, I think.
I agree. I knew there was somewhere they went.
But
right.
It was a wonderful place. It's just, you know when you make a den out of pillows and duvets?
Right, like that.
It was just like that.
Awesome. Do they sleep?
Yeah.
Do they?
They have little 1 hour, 2 hour sleeps, I think. The Scott
Mills Daily. And good morning, Kungs.
Hello.
Bonjour.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Fréjus. It's a small city in the south of France because I had a gig here yesterday. And then I moved to Saint-Tropez today.
Oh, just in Saint-Tropez, lush. So you're 19?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you are basically DJing in glamorous spots all over the world?
Yeah. Even in summer, sometimes I mix in very, very beautiful spots. So yeah, I'm really, very lucky for it.
When did things start getting really big for you?
Things started to get really big when I released This Girl, because I was making music since 2 years. And then I just released This Girl like 6 months ago. So it became really big in France, then in Europe, then in the UK, then in the US, and in the world. So yeah, just after This Girl.
This Girl was huge, I know, all over Europe, but started off in France. The only thing that stops you being number one in the UK was Drake. How did you feel about that?
I think it's fair because he's Drake, so it's not a problem.
Yeah, it must be annoying, though. Number one all over Europe, and you're like, what, UK is not... And then you're like, oh, why didn't I get the UK, you know?
Yeah, I'm a bit sad about it, but maybe on another track.
So tell us about this new track with Jamie N. Commons.
Yeah, that's a track I made in studio in London with him because he's an English artist. And so we made it before the release of This Girl. We just began it. And then we just finished it with Skype. and that's it. And that's a track I love because I really, really love this guy. And so it was really fun to make it.
When you're working on a song like that, during that experience, when the song's made, do you then go out and have a massive party just because you know it's going to be a big hit?
No, I prefer to sleep. and then we have some huge parties. Like yesterday we had a big, big party in the club. It was funny. But yeah, sometimes when we make a track with a singer or a DJ, we just love to put it in the studio like with a maximum volume, and then we just enjoy our stuff.
Have you always wanted to be a DJ, or were you going to go to university, or how did it happen?
I never wanted to be a DJ. That was not my dream, you know. I just began making music like 2 years ago when I was in school, and so I just had my final grade, and so I quit university and just made music because I was beginning to be big on SoundCloud because I was making some bootlegs, some remixes, some edits, and so I just asked my parents to give me 3 years to make some music, and then it happened with this girl.
Right, it's done really well, really well.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's cool that your parents were willing to let you go and just create music like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, my parents are really cool with me with this because they just told me it's okay, it's your passion, because I always did a bit of music. When I was a child, I made some guitar, some piano, and so they just tell me, okay, if you want to have fun and to try it, no problem. Just do it, and I did it.
I'm almost imagining your dad to be David Guetta for some reason.
No, it's not my dad.
Very quickly as well, what is a kung?
Kung is like, I began making music 3 years ago when I was at school, and so I didn't have any name for my music, and so we just been with on a Google Translate with my brother. And we typed gentleman in every languages, and in Latvia, it's Kung.
Ah, okay, cool. Thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very
much. See you soon. Scott
Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Let's get the bangers on. We do this normally in the afternoon. I pick a song, Chris picks a song. Neither of us know what each other have chosen, and then one of you comes on and decides which one gets picked. Good morning, Simon.
100!
How are you?
Yes, Simon.
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. If you missed it earlier, I made Chris interview Jason Derulo, and instead of saying okay, Jason just likes to go 100, and I think it's something we should all embrace today and do like this.
100.
It sounds better when he does it, though.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah, just gonna be laid back with it. 100.
Yeah, 100.
Okay, Simon, where are you?
I'm in Burbage.
Okay, where's that, please?
That's in between Leicester and Coventry.
Yes. Okay, you know what happens on bangers, right?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Who do you normally go for? Who do you normally pick? Which choice?
I normally pick your choice, Scott, but it depends what Chris has got up today.
Okay, cool.
Fine.
What have you got? What have you got, Chris?
All right, Simon, you're going to love this one. It's old school, but it's very, very good. It's Eric Pritz. Piano.
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 Did you say Eric Pritt? Prince.
Ah, whatever.
Yeah. Piano.
It's a bit of an oldie,
good,
this one. But
really
it is
good.
A tune. A proper Friday tune, this one, if you fancy it, Simon.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. But there's another choice. You could have... Oh, this is really a bit of me.
Here we go.
Miley Cyrus. Come on, it's good.
I can't help but feel you've offered this up before.
I
maybe, but
maybe
you didn't win with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think it'd be scandalous if this one.
It's, right? Don't diss Miley. She's had better songs than you think she has. Okay.
Here's the thing, Simon. You sound like a big Scott fan. I appreciate that. But
sure.
Do the right thing, yeah.
Well, it just got harder. Well,
okay, good.
I'd like to... in one sentence, describe why your song, Scott, should be played on Radio 1.
That's not the game!
You're not in Dragon's Den, mate.
No, love. Come on, get on with it.
Right. I like your song, Scott. I like Chris's song.
Yes.
Loves you.
Sorry,
interview.
Scott, but I'll have to choose Chris's song.
Well done, Simon.
Well, he needs one this week. That's all he's got. Is it just one you've got?
Yeah, 3-1 this week to you.
Fair play, though. This is a great song. Eric Prydz on Radio 1.
Yeah, 100.
That's so good. good. You deserve to win that today.
Cheers, man.
Well, honey.
That is Pajanu. Piano by Eric Prydz on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So this whole Drake thing is ridiculous now, right? He's been number one on the official chart for 15 weeks. Mm. So if he is number one again today, then he will match the record currently held by Bryan Adams with Everything I Do It For You off of 1991.
Whoa.
The 25-year chart record. And if there's a new number one, it'll be the first one since the 14th of April, which is absolutely ridiculous.
You reckon Bryan Adams would dine out on that, wouldn't you?
Well, I think we need to get, as Greg was saying, I think we need to get Bryan on if Drake beats him today.
Yeah.
Just to kind of hand over the chart baton.
Oh, he'll be fuming.
The number one baton. He'll be absolutely livid. Can you imagine? Livid. You would be, though. Anyway, in that time, since Drake was number one, the whole series of Game of Thrones has happened. Top Gear came and went. The whole of Big Brother happened. Prime Minister resigned. Got a new Prime Minister. Voted to leave the EU. Euro 2016 came and went. 19 live lounges. 24 games of Inyona Bingo. This has been someone's job to actually research this. How good is that? So, maybe, I don't know, what could knock it off today? Maybe Drake could knock himself off. I mean, you would if you could. With Too Good, that track with Rihanna, that's good, isn't
it? Yeah, I love that one.
But Lollify actually just goes back to number one with his own song, another song.
Yeah.
Or Callum Scott, people absolutely love that track, Dancing On My Own. Or Chainsmokers, that's massive as well. Or Justin Bieber, Major Lazer and Mo. If anyone could ruin Drake, surely it's Bieber today, right?
Yeah, potentially. Well, it's such an important week, this one, then, isn't it? Because you imagine Drake must just be waiting to find out if he's going to make history.
Over the weeks when Drake's been number one, it was hard for the Radio 1 presenters not to get bored when announcing that he was.
It is a high climber here this week. This week's number one comes from Drake. It's One Dance.
2 weeks at number one for Drake. One Dance is the UK's official number one as it stands right now. It is 3 weeks at number one for Drake, Wizkid and Kyla. It's One Dance. One Dance is the UK's number one.
Okay, he's getting bored now.
Good time, because this is where we say that Drake has made it 5 weeks at number one. One Dance is here.
But I can reveal, you probably already worked out now. Number one for the sixth week in a row, taking off the number one album views, it's Drake with One Dance, which means Drake has made it 7 weeks.
It just goes on and on and on and on. Someone says, Chris and Scott, I've managed to get pregnant and get 13 weeks in since Drake One Dance was number one.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to you. Find out from 4 this afternoon if Drake has equaled the record set by the legendary Bryan Adams. 4 p.m. today, the official chart.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Grimmy's back on Monday morning from 6:30, and we're back in the afternoon from 1 on Monday on Radio 1. Scott Mills.